Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Kakra has been shown an empowering teaching titled The Practicability of Wisdom. Today, he shares keys to making wisdom more practical in our lives. Let's join in.
So I just want to share with you keys that will help us to be practical. Because when you are practical, you are a wise person. Because the tongue of the wise uses knowledge. All right. Keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom in the sight of all the nations. So that you are able to apply knowledge practically with tangible results. But the question is, what does it mean to be practical? Are you understanding me? Or how can you be practical? Number one. You must be a realistic person. Just a realistic person. When we say a realistic person, it means you see things as they are and not what they are supposed to be, but as they are. Because sometimes something is supposed to be this way, but in practice, it's actually a different way. So you don't see things as they are supposed to be. You see things as they actually are. You are in love with somebody. The person is in Alabama. He's going to marry you. Claims. I knew a woman like that. She told me some guy was going to get married to her. And I'll ask her, so where is this guy? He said, oh, next year the guy will come. Where is this guy? Next year the guy will come. Where is this guy? Next year the guy will come. 10 years passed. Then after, the gentleman wrote to her and told her that we are not going to marry anymore. You see, she was seeing things in the way that they were supposed to be. Because the guy said, I will marry you. It's supposed to be that way. But she was not seeing it as they were. The guy who is not calling you, who you hear from the guy once in 6 months, in 3 months, everything. There is something wrong. By WhatsApps, the guy is supposed to be your beloved. We have heard. But in reality, what actually happens? There is nothing that he does that shows that he's your beloved. So instead of hanging on to that failing relationship, you must see it the way it is. That this relationship, it won't work. Theoretically, I'm in a relationship. But practically, it is not so. That's why the wisdom is what? To be what? A realistic person. Romans chapter 12, let's read the scripture. It says, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Paul is saying, when you come to God, lead a holy life. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. The word prove means experience. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? In other words, if you don't allow God's word to transform you and your decisions, you will not experience the good will of God, the perfect will of God, and the acceptable will of God. Then verse 3 gives an example of a renewed mind, a transformed mind. I say through the grace given to me, to every man that is amongst you, not to think, so here he's talking about thinking, how you think, of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. That word soberly, another definition is a realistic mind. Be a realistic person. So if you think more highly, you would think that somebody, for example, will marry you, but the person will not. So you are giving the person too much credit. In your mind, you have raised the person up too much. So Paul said, see the person or the situation as it is. That's a realistic mind. Seeing things as they are. If a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You must even see yourself as you really are. Because under normal circumstances, we normally elevate ourselves above who we are. There are many young people who are being taken care of by their parents, but they already have made an assumption that when they grow old, they will buy a car and they will build a house. You see, if you are thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to think, you have not bought it. So tell yourself that as at now, I cannot buy a car, I cannot build a house. So it will help you to now to learn how to build a house and how to buy a car. Otherwise, you will never learn because you have made the assumption that you can. More highly than you ought to think. In other words, see things as they are. If you go to Switzerland, prostitution is legal. There were prostitutes. And they said, whatever we do, there will be prostitutes. So they said, let's legalize it. So they built buildings, they got doctors, they registered them, a registered prostitute. They are collecting their taxes, collecting their money, giving them injections, everything. It's your job, we have understood. They've legalized it. So now when you see a prostitute, oh, the person has a clean job like a banker. It's a job. I'm not saying it is right, but whatever you do, it will be done. So they just legalized it. I will just legalize it and formalize it. So we must see things as they are, not how we wish them to be. If we do that, we'll be making a mistake. See yourself as you are. You don't have any degree. You don't have any experience. You can't do anything. You go for job interview. This is how much will you get? You say 5,000. You, what do you know? You see, you're not a realistic person. That's why you don't have a job. Who employs such an empty head for 5,000? He said, well, no, things are hard. Who told you we pay based on whether things are hard or not? We pay based on contribution. No contribution, no job. It's not by your needs, it's by contribution. So if you're a realistic person, you want your salary to go high, then increase your contribution. That's all. Number two, it should be doable. When something is realistic, it's doable. It can be done. It can be done. If you draw a building plan for yourself, that cannot be done. You're not a practical person. Because we just look at the thing on paper, but it cannot be done. Maybe in your present state, the thing that can be done is one room, toilet and bath, and a small kitchen. That's what you can do. But a four-bedroom house with a nice perspective, with a car parked in front, with trees, with pools, that one is a picture. You can't do that one. You have to do what you can do. Not what you think you can do, but what you can actually do. After all, you are living in one room, hiring one room and paying somebody rent. Building your own one room is the same. The value is the same. But you cannot do it because in this your picture, you have seven bedrooms with a swimming pool and a car parked in front, a BMW. They are all pictures. That's why you're stuck. It is better to build room by room, room by room, room by room, till one day the whole thing is complete and it's one big house. But if you say you are waiting for that one big house, you'll be there for a long time. It's not doable. It's like an ant is walking around. And I say, let's kill the ant. And so I need a gun. After you get a gun, I say, you need training. After the training, you say, you need bullets. Then after the bullets, you say, now you need a permit to kill ants. Before you kill the ant, my friend, take your slippers and kill that foolish ant. Do what you can do. Put your hands together for Jesus. Doable. If it's not doable, it's not practical. Proverbs 28, verse 19. Let's read the scripture. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. He that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man, verse 20, shall abound with blessings. He that deserves to be rich shall not be innocent. The Bible in verse 19 talks about two people. All of them have land. One of them decides that I need money. All I have is my land. So I will do what I will do. I will till the land, plant carrots, salad leaves, tomatoes, pepper, and sell because I can do it. The land is there. My energy is there. The water is there. I can do it. Then there's his neighbor. He also has the same land. Instead of doing what he can do, he starts thinking about vain things, things that don't exist. So he says he's going to write a proposal for a combine harvester, a helicopter to spray the farm, and then he needs a four-wheel drive to inspect the plants. So he's writing a proposal to Bill Gates Foundation. You see, you are planning with vain things that cannot be done. All these things, you can't do it. So why are you planning with it? Why are you planning a wedding you cannot afford? The reason why some of the young men are not married is that they are not planning a wedding that is doable. They say, oh, as a man, when you are getting married, you have your own car, your own house, about 500,000 in the bank, then you settle down and then you marry. Well, you better have 55. But what you are doing is saying you can only do it when you are 55. And now 55, when you go and visit your children in the nursery, they will say your grandfather has come. Forget those foolish ideas. Get a single room, rent it, and be happy with the wife of your youth. Before you start suffering from oligospermia, no spare count.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to make wisdom practical, we must see things as they are and not what they are supposed to be. Join us same time Monday for another exciting session with Kakwa Baden.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our FUEL. Somebody will say, what is FUEL? Our FUEL, our partners, they fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission, and they love the mission. That's FUEL. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakwa Baden, has a reach of about 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to partner with us, send a Facebook message with the word partner or an email with the word partner to info@kakwabaden.org. Send a WhatsApp message to +233 500 492 10. Call or text to +233 20 7575215.